Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Nida Dav Dalad Amud Bet. We're going to take a look at a few of the next pieces in the first Mishnah. First of all, the opinion of Chachamim Lo Kedivrei Zeh V'Lo Kedivrei Zeh. Rather, we don't rule like Hillel, who made it go back to the last Bedika, even if it was a few days ago, and we don't accept like Shammai Daya Sha'ata. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a Braita that expands on Chachamim's opinion. Shammai did not put any siag, who literally went overboard. So each one cuts into the other, so the max back will be 24 hours, but it could be less. Now, Kate's an example. But she did a bidik on Sunday. She was Torah. She didn't check Monday and Tuesday. She found herself Tmeya on Wednesday. And we don't say it goes back to Sunday, which is Hillel's position. It goes back 24 hours to Wednesday, to Tuesday. How does this go? It's very simple. But she checked herself, let's say at 7 o'clock in the morning, it was Torah. And 8, 9 o'clock, she didn't check. 10 o'clock, she checked, and she was Tmeya. We don't go back 24 hours, we just go back to 7 o'clock. Now, Pshita, that should be a no-brainer. Okay, with the Bad Torah, since she checked at 7 and found herself Torah, well, I'm telling my mate that obviously we're not going to go back 24 hours. The answer is parallel construction. I had told him, I'm telling him, so both sides. I'm a rabbi. My time I would do a bonnet. Why do a bonnet have this position? Because he shot my guess it be outsmart. That's what Rabbi explains. A woman knows, she feels that the dam is coming out. So, Rabbi Abaya, Im Kain, Te Daya Shata. If that's the case, then we only need Daya Shata. And the answer is, Rabba says, you're right, he just said it to test Abaya to see if he was paying attention, if he caught him. What's the real reason? If there's a special takana for Benot Yisrael who are involved in Taharot, as we'll see later on, that they have to check themselves every morning and every evening, in the morning to be machshir all the Taharot she was involved with the night before, and now declare them okay. And at night, at the evening, to clarify how the Tarot established her status, the one she worked with during the day. This girl who didn't check every morning and evening, she loses one extra ona. In other words, normally she would lose back to the previous Pidika. Here she loses an extra ona. My ona, what's the ona? Ona yatera, meaning one other time, day or night period. Problem is, of course, if she checks, let's say, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we go back 24 hours, then she lost 3 onot, meaning today, the night before, and part of the day before. So I'm not a papa labai, the rava. V'hazim nimishkachala gimel onot made late, so you'll end up with 3 onot. And then the notion here is that based on that, it should only go back to, let's say, she checked at 3 o'clock, it should only go back to 8 o'clock the night before to do 2 onot. So one answer is Yishvu Chacham Minotayim. That's the way standards are. Standards are the same across the board. And that means Chacham said that it's always going to be made late. So Tachlok made late. We don't want her to gain from reading the wrong thing. From the fact that she didn't do a bedika every half day as she was supposed to, we don't want her to gain. So my benayu. So what's the difference between these two reasons? But I nasab lo badkav. She didn't do bedika because of an ones. There's no choteniskar consideration, but there is yishvu midotam. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah said, kol isha sheishtoveset daya sha'ata. V'lema nitner abdosa yivlo abon. It sounds like our Mishnah follows abdosa. Why? Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, abon hashim dayan sha'atan. There are four women who have daya sha'ata. Betula, meaning, in this case, betula is somebody who never saw dam. Me'uber, she's pregnant, minika, nursing, or is kena, postmenopausal, and we'll see what the shear of that is in a couple podcasts. Now, Dosa disagrees, says, kol isha shish to veset, daya sha'ata. She has a veset, right? Which means that our Mishnah follows Dosa explicitly. But we're not comfortable with that, so we say, afilu temer rabbanan. You could argue that our Mishnah is even Rabbanan. Ad Rabbidosa Ella Shalomishat Vesta. Rabbanan's disagreement with Rabbidosa was only if a woman has a vest that sees dam Shalomishat Vesta. Oft times. Abishat Vesta Module. When it comes to seeing it on the right time, they agree that she has the Dayashata. Umanidimishat Vesta. Our Mishnah is talking about seeing it in the right time, and therefore everybody agrees Dayashata. The Dirakol. Okay, Michlad Rabbidosa, Fila Shalomishat Vesta. So if Rabbidosa disagrees with Chachamim, that means that he's going to take an even more liberal position and say, and even if she saw at a time that was not her veset, it's still Dayashata. If that's the case, Mantana Lahad, the Tana Rabbanan, who could be the author of the next Bisbraita? Ishashi Ishto Veset, Kitmata Mafreya. If a woman has a veset, when she has a ketem, a stain on her undergarment, then she has Tumah L'Mafreya. Why? She'im Teresh Lo B'Shad Vesta, because after all, if she would see Dam, Shelo B'Shad Vesta, Metama Meit Late, she has, goes back 24 hours, which means that Ketem were regarding as like a Riyah Shelo B'Shad Vesta. So, Neymar Rabbanan, he V'Lo Rabbidosa. So you can tell me that Braita is Rabbanan. And not Rabbidosa. Rabbidosa would say any woman who has a Veset, always her Ketem is just Tame from here on in. So Filo Tem Rabbidosa, no, even Rabbidosa could agree, and now we're going to backtrack. Ad Kono Pali Rabbidosa Alayud Rabbanan, he only disagrees on Bishad Vesta. If she saw Bishad Vesta, Rabbidosa says Dayashata. Avas Shalom Bishad Vesta, but if she sees it another time, Modulu, he agrees. Umatnita Bishad Vesta, Rabbidosa he. And our Mishnah is talking about a case where she saw Bishad Vesta, and only authored by Rabbidosa. Ubraita Divakol, the Braita is talking about a case of a ketem, which is regarding a shelo b'shad vesta, and it's divrei kol. So, why don't we go back to where we were originally? Say, actually, at the second stage, say that our Mishnah is Rabbanan, and the Braita is, and the Mishnah is everybody, and the Braita is only Rabbanan. The answer is, since you could read it one way and end up with a liberal position, one way with a stringent position, in the case of Nida Lukumra, then we establish it Lukumra. Okay, Tanishim Tiresh Shalom Bishad Vesta Tam Meit Late. So what do we say in that Braita? Why is her Ketem Tamei L'Mafreya? Because if she would see Dam Shalom Bishad Vesta, she'd have retroactive Tuma. So Tam the Isha Sheish Tavesetu. That's only because she's a woman who has a Veset. The Pligi Rabbanim and Kitma L'Riyata. That we distinguish between her Ketem, which kicks her back, and Riyata, which doesn't kick her back. Hashar Nashim Shamru Chacham Dayan Shatan, but other women who have Dayan Shatan, like a Betula and a Muberet, Kitman Kiriatan, their Ketem is just from here on in, and no earlier, no retroactivity. So Mani, who's that? And the answer is Rabbanim Antignosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Chaim Antignos. So he said the following, Kron Hashim Kitman Tamei L'Mafreya, Hashim Shamru Chacham Dayan Shatan, Kiriatan. He says, you're right, all other women, the Ketem goes back, which retroactive tumma, but those women that we said dayan shatan, if they have a ketem, it's only from here on in. Chutz mitinokat shalagias manali wrote, except for a girl who's not old enough to have a riyah. Shafilus dinim shalom luchachim dam. Even if she's got lots of blood around her, ain choshin. There's nothing there. That's a different issue. Now, mila Rav Chanina ketem klas. So, what does Rav Chanina Antigonos have any sort of tumma of a ketem? Vatanya kol hashim kitman tamei. Hashim shamucham dayan shatan kitman tamei. So all women, including the dayan shatan women. Their ketem is tamei. When Antigonos Omer, Nashim Shamru Chacham Dayan Shatan, Eimen Ketem. He says, there is no din of ketem for them. That's what he thinks he says. Marav Eimen Ketem Klal. No, Eimen Ketem Afreya. What it means is they have no retroactive tuma. There's no ketem Yikamu Lahaba. They do have tamim from here on in, meaning from the moment they see the ketem on, they're tmeot. So Michal Tanakama Sarah Afilim Afreya. So the Tanakama of that Braita holds that they have retroactive tuma even if they Dayan Shatan. The answer is in. Rameiri, Dabach Megavik Tamim, as we will see a little bit later on in this parak, Rameiri is very stringent when it comes to Tamim. Antonio, call Hashem Kitman Tamel Afreya, Ramu Chacham Yilayan Shatan Kitman Tamel Afreya, Divrei Rameir. So the Braita that we just saw, now we see is Rameir's opinion, that all women, including Dayan Shatan women, including them as Muberd and Menika, etc., if they have a Ketam, it goes retroactive. Rabbi Chanina Matigno Somerat Nishim Shamu Chacham Dayan Shatan Kitman Kiriyatan. Not that they have no ketem, but their ketem is only from here on in. But Tinoka Shigez Manali wrote, a little girl who's already at age, Yeshla Ketem. Shigez Manali wrote, but if she's too young to see Dam, Ema Ketem. We don't consider the ketem anything. It's a wound, it's whatever it is. Tegi Yasman Lirot, when do we say is her time? Shigio Yiman Urim, when she arrives at puberty, basically. Okay, Shemeshet Be'idim. So if a woman uses Idim, we said in the Mishnah that that counts as a Bedika. So I'm Yudam Shmuel. Id, or Aid, unclear how to pronounce it, Shalifnei Tashmish. The one she uses before Bia, Eidu Maid Mipkida, doesn't count for Bedika. My Tama. Katina Toch Shmuel Malaveta, since she's so excited about having relations, Chimahuma Leveta, my hobby, who cares? The answer is Toch Shmuel Leveta, Eidu Machanaset Lachorinus Takin. She's not going to put it in very carefully. She's too excited about what's going on, and therefore it doesn't count like a Bedika. So let's see if this works. Tan, Hamashabesha Bidim, Arezu Kipkida. So if she does has bia with idim, then that's like a bedika. Now it loses idim in the plural. My love chad lifnei tashmish v'chad lachar tashmish, doesn't it mean that she uses one before and one after tashmish, and the one before also counts? The answer is lo. Idi v'idi lachar tashmish, both of them are afterwards. Chad lo v'chad la, he uses one also. Kedidan derek benot yisur b'sham shor b'shnei idim. Chad lo v'chad la, we have the Mishnah, the second parak, that's what benot Yisrael do. They have one for her, one for him. So, hi, Mai, what's the case? But in our Mishnah, you have to say that one of them is before Tashmish. And that's why it needs to be mentioned. Because I would have had that thing that I just used as a maskona, I would have had it as a havamina, which is that since she's so excited, she's not going to check carefully. Kamash Balan, or Ezekiel Kida. Then I understand why the Mishnah is teaching us that it is a good Dabdika. But if you tell me that both of them are after Tashmish, Echad Lo V'Echad La, so Pshit, that's a no-brainer, that's a good Bedika. The answer is not so simple. Ma'ud Atem, Shema Tireti Batam Kechardal, Tachofena Shichvat Zera. I might think that even after Bia, maybe she had some Dam, but Shichvat Zera covered it up. Kamash Ma'ud, that is a good Bedika. And now the Bedikot are just after Tashmish. The Rabbanan really said you have to do two. One before and one after. But the one that we said is considered like a proper bedika is the one afterwards. I am a Shemeshik Tani. It says, Ham Shemeshik Be'idim, meaning that she's about to have Bia. The answer is Tani Uma Shemeshik, meaning that she had Bia and then and checked with the Idim. Okay, back to the 8. It said that that the going back to the last bedika will be cut off by 24 hours, and going back 24 hours will be cut off by a more recent bedika. If the bedika cuts into mate late, do you have to tell me that it cuts into mepkida pekida? In other words, that if I had a bedika more recent than 24 hours, then I'm only going to go that far back? The answer is, this is what I would have thought. Maybe if she didn't check for the last 3 days, I'm concerned that all these tarot are going to be destroyed, so I only go back 24 hours. But I don't have that same consideration from Pekida, and maybe it'll always be 24 hours. Kamash Malan, and that's why it had to teach us that I'll even cut into the 24 hours to go back to the last Bedika. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next podcast on Daf Hamad Bet at the top. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.